That's a fantastic song. That's Droplet by Beacon Bloom.
We are back, and we should, with any luck, be joined by Ryan Ferris from Beacon Bloom on the other end of the line.
How about a team?
We made it. Yes, you're there. You're still there.
Still here.
How you doing?
Very well.
That's good. That's good.
How are you guys?
We are good. Yeah, we're very good. So, the last time I sort of caught up with you was to organise an interview before the Magnets for your song that was nominated last year for Are You Ready for Her? And you were just coming back from Berlin to Christchurch. Since you've sort of been home, what's it been like? How's the move back been?
It's been pretty incredible. This summer has been mind-blowing. We've been all across the country and played a bunch of festivals and connected a bunch of the different like electronic crews together across the whole country. It's been
amazing. One of my best moments so far this year was the RNA performance. It was so nice to be surrounded by a whole crowd there. It was so cool. Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah, that one was really special.
Sick. I've been introduced to Beacon Bloom pretty recently as well. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on the who, what, where, when, why's of Beacon Bloom? When did you start making music?
So Beacon Bloom, kind of genesis, arrived in Berlin probably like 2015, like the seed in my head. Mm-hmm. And then it finally turned into something real about late 2018. We had our first show. And yeah, the who, what, where and stuff. Who is myself, Ryan Ferris, James Allen, and currently Joss Doag, who's recently joined the band.
Mm-hmm.
We've also in the past been joined by Thomas Espister, who's an amazing drummer, and Jonty O'Connor, who's also an incredible drummer.
Sick.
And yeah, we play electronic music, genre fluid electronic music with live instruments and vocals.
Epic.
And
so you play
shows.
Sorry, I interrupted you a little bit then, but do you play a lot of your sets as a live band?
Yeah, we do this summer we did like a hybrid DJ live setup. Mm-hmm. And we've played shows with full drums, and yeah, it's always changing. But sometimes we do DJ sets, but yeah, mostly live.
Sick. What does the hybrid set involve?
So we've got live electric guitar, two vocals, two synthesizers, and DJ decks.
Awesome.
Incredible.
We are here because we are discussing the new music video that has just come out. Where was it filmed? Like, what was the creative process behind it? There's lots of wee cameos in there. I've spotted a few of my friends floating around. Yeah. How did that sort of come to be?
So that was filmed at the Ohinatahi Gardens, which is over past Governor's Bay on the peninsula. It's this beautiful old Alice in Wonderland-esque heritage garden. The actual video came about through a conversation with a friend of mine, Mango, who introduced me to the whole NFT world just before it kind of blew up about a month ago. And the chat with him set a whole bunch of things in motion. We had the single coming out anyway, and I decided, okay, let's make a music video. So put on my headphones. First thing that came into my head was this image of me in this crazy costume running in slow motion towards the camera with a bunch of people behind me in lush vegetation. And that's kind of where we went with it. We went to the location and invited a bunch of dear friends and got them to bring costumes. And a lot of it was pretty emergent. It sort of happened mostly on the day. We planned a bunch of it, did a few takes, did a few practice runs on other days. And yeah, inserted a whole bunch of other meta stuff inside of it.
Sick.
So you mentioned quickly there that you filmed a couple of takes. That was one of my sort of questions, was the whole video obviously follows you as you run through this garden. How many takes and how many steps did that take to do?
Steps? Well, we did four takes that day, but we had done several takes in previous days, and we'd also done one in a random car park as a test.
Awesome.
So it was about six takes in total, but there's the video that's been released is a single take.
But so when you got there on game day, it was on the fourth take, or it only took four takes?
We only had four takes because the lighting at the end of the day is only there for like half an hour. So we needed to set it all up, you know, do the take, reset, do the take, reset, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone's running around. It's cool.
It's incredible. Well done.
Thank you.
So something in this video for listeners, if they want to head over and check it out, you can find it on Beacon Bloom's YouTube channel. It's called Nothing Here But You. Something happens around the 1 minute mark. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about basically the metaverse and how that works for you guys?
Well, that's a mystery. The watchers might find an off-ramp to the metaverse if they look closely. And Sick. They might find clues for things that will be later revealed in the metaverse.
Awesome.
So it's a mystery.
I won't say any more, but there is a metaverse which will be integrating the real world, the virtual world, a whole bunch of different memes from our friends and the band and different narratives and different meta-narratives and crypto stuff and NFT stuff. It's just starting, but it's going to expand significantly and you know, you head into the virtual world that reaches back into the physical world that reaches back into the virtual world again.
Oh, stop it.
Video,
get out.
Reach forward in time to the future videos. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm lost. Get rid of it.
Yeah, I've been floating around it in it this afternoon, so it's been pretty fun.
What's an NFT? I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah, that's the big question that listeners need to sort of know is what is an NFT?
NFT stands for a non-fungible token. It's basically a way that you can tell that a piece of art is directly from the artist. The same way that the Mona Lisa is directly from Da Vinci, and you can copy the Mona Lisa, you can take photos of it or scan it or create fakes of it, but they're not really worth anything. The only one that's worth something is the one that's made by Da Vinci. NFTs, in the same way, have the crypto address of the original artist built into the NFT. So if I put a piece of art up there as Beacon Bloom, and we say, Beacon Bloom, this is our public crypto address, we sell this NFT, built into the NFT is that address. So it's verifiably directly from the person.
Gotcha.
Or from the artist.
So when you're saying you're selling an NFT, what actually is the NFT as a product?
It can be a lot of things. The most basic ones are literally JPEGs or GIFs or PNGs, like image files.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more functionality that's built into them, which is going to become more popular over time. Like, for example, charged particles, which is the group that we've worked with our release, you can nest NFTs with inside NFTs, like Russian dolls, or you can put cryptocurrency inside them. And then you can do crazy stuff like time lock the cryptocurrency. So I could put, you know, like $100 worth of Bitcoin into one of these NFTs and then time lock it for 3 years. And then in 3 years, you know, if you've got that, you actually can't get it out. 3 years, it might be worth $5,000. It might be worth nothing.
I'm perplexed.
It's very meta and abstract and crazy,
but
crazy's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
So we've bridged a little bit of a gap here between, well, we just started talking about music and Beacon Bloom's background, and now we're talking about crypto, time-locking, meta, NFTs. How do you see this integrating into music going forward?
One of the interesting things that will happen with NFTs, the one thing I neglected to mention is that an NFT is a unique thing. What fungible means is that you can interchange tokens with any other token and do fractions of them, like dollars or like water or like whatever. Non-fungible means it's like totally unique into itself. Like you guys and myself are non-fungible. We're all unique.
Gotcha.
Feathers, yeah. How this will interact with the music industry is the whole decentralized web. So right now, if you have a song out, you're going to have either a label or you'll have some kind of distribution company in the middle that's distributing royalties, and it's quite convoluted and across a whole bunch of different platforms, and you've got Appa and all those other things. What DeFi, decentralized finance, or the decentralized web can do is replace all of the middle, which is the centralized side of it, with code. For example, your audience as an artist could crowdfund your album or single or something like that. Let's say it's a single. They invest $10,000 into your single. You say, hey, there's 50% of the single's royalties up for grabs for anyone that funds it. They fund it with crypto. They've got all their addresses on it. This specific type of code that will be built into NFTs and built into this whole decentralized Web3 thing would automatically distribute royalties to all the people that initially invested, just like straight away.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like investing in a company. Layer. But investing in music.
Yeah, I mean, people have done it with like Jumps, Kickstarter, and Pledge Me and stuff like that. But this would be one example of where, yeah, you could literally invest in a band as a company, and then you could, you know, it's in your vested interest to help that song succeed, right? Because then you've got a stake in it, and that stake will continue over time. Music's infinitely scalable. It's like the streaming doesn't end. The Beatles songs are still getting streamed, and they're still getting millions of streams, and that money's still coming in. So it's a pretty interesting space, and the kind of the sky's the limit with the decentralized stuff. It's just replacing a lot of the middle ground with code and allowing pretty interesting peer-to-peer interactions and, yeah.
That sounds interactions with incredible. And we're often hearing of, like, all the issues that artists are facing, and that's one of the ways to combat it is the digital age, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously benefits those with the giant audience and that are doing really well already. They're the ones that have made, you know, selling NFTs for $300,000 and things like that. But there are a lot of interesting applications for new artists, and if you're creative with it, a lot of it's really new ground, and that's what we found really exciting about it, and that's why we're diving into it. It seems to be the cutting edge of, you know, mixing art with the real world and the virtual world and interfacing between the two, and yeah, layers and layers of meta and abstraction. But that's kind of the nature of reality and of life. It's not black and white. It's not simple. It's layers and layers of meta, fractal stuff all the way down, and that's how we exist.
You have silenced me, Ryan.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I've been wondering what I needed an explanation because I couldn't be bothered reading the articles, but that is a very clear explanation.
Well, I'm even more confused now than I was to begin with, but that's perfect.
I suppose the next question is, what's next? Where does this lead? Like, have you guys got gigs coming out? There's this song that's been released. Is there more music in the pipeline?
I will just give a wee plug for my podcast. If you want to learn more about NFTs, I did an episode with Mango a few weeks back, and that episode is what spurred this entire project. And it's a great episode, not because I'm involved with it, but because Mango does a really good job at explaining what NFTs are, what DeFi is, and how it will affect and change the world.
Where can we find this podcast?
It's called The Good Timeline. So if you go to thegoodtimeline.com, you'll find the podcast there, and then once you've listened to that, you'll understand what's going on.
Is the podcast on Spotify?
Yep, it's on Spotify.
Okay.
Awesome.
And what's it called on Spotify? Again, sorry?
Same thing.
The Good Timeline.
The Good Timeline on Spotify or on the website.
Yeah, as opposed to the kind of strange, weird timeline we're currently on as a planet right now.
Sometimes it's good.
So the question was, like, what's happening
next?
Going forward?
Yeah.
So we are working on a single. We're going to be working on another music video. We're going to expand the metaverse. We've already got some shows and festivals lined up for next summer. And, yeah, there'll be more
amazing,
wacky stuff coming.
That sounds exciting and fun and cool.
I don't doubt that whatsoever, that there'll be more stuff coming. I'm so intrigued.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Ryan. We are going to now play the track, Nothing Here But You. We're going to play it from the YouTube video. So if you're at home listening, get out your phone and go and search it on YouTube and have a listen.
It's incredible.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
Amazing.
Appreciate it. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.